extra ikhlas will enter you into Jannah. Such a great thing to love. So yesterday one of our brothers was telling me that dynamites come in small packages. We shouldn't think that this is a small surah. It doesn't have much weight. It is very great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to us, that He knows that we are weak. So He made this short surah with so much of power, so much of reward, that a person recites this is getting the reward of reciting one third of the Quran Sharif. Today we start the hadiths to do with the Mu'awwidhatain. Mu'awwidhatain is referred to Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. And we find that these also are very, very powerful surahs. They have many, many benefits in them. And from amongst the benefits they have is the benefit of protection from many, many things. Which in the hadith will understand that the protection is so broad spectrum that it covers visibles, it covers invisibles, it covers hasad, it covers poison, it covers different aspects that affect a person. Such a broad spectrum surahs Allah Pak has given us for protection. But it's because of our weaknesses and because of lack of understanding, sometimes we don't read these. Person is particular about putting his alarm system on, checking that the electric fencing is working, checking that the gate is locked. But very often this protection we overlook, the protection of Surah Falak and Surah Nas at night. Anyway, we will do the hadith and then do a bit of explanation. An Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, alam tara ayatin unzilat hadhihi al-layla lam yura mithluhunna qattu. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, did you not see these verses that have been revealed this night? Like these verses haven't been seen before. Similar verses have not been seen before. Now this expression, alam tara, did you not see, it comes often in the Quran. And this expression also sometimes we also use it, but we don't realize that it's similar meaning. You tell a person when you're talking, you didn't hear about this incident. You didn't hear what happened in town. Or you didn't hear what happened there yesterday. Or you didn't see what happened. To show the person that this is something big. That you didn't get the information. This is something great. So your Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, did you not see these verses that have been revealed? Such verses that the likeness of these verses haven't been seen before. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, haven't been seen ever. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned, وَقُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. He took the name of these two surahs and he said, Surah Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Rawahu Muslim. Nama explained that these surahs have so much of protection that we should try and make it a point that daily after every salah try and read the Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. The other time that we should try and read these surahs is when a person wakes up in the morning. Try and read Surah Falaq, Surah Nas. The third time, ulama explained, is when a person is not feeling well, try and read the surahs. Then before retiring to bed, a person should read Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. And when a person is reading in the morning and evening, ulama say, add Surah Ikhlas to it. So we get the virtues also of Surah Ikhlas and Surah Nas. Normally we refer to it as the three quls. Person recites the three quls three times, so he gets the added benefit. One last hadith and we terminate. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعوذ من الجان وعين الإنسان. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would seek protection from the jinnat and he would seek protection from the evil eye. حتى نزلت المعوذتين, until these two surahs had come down, Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would make this dua, أعوذ بك من الجان وعين الإنسان. He would seek protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking him protection from jinnat and from the evil eye. And then when these surahs came down, as the hadith mentioned, فَلَمَّا نَزَّلَتَا, when these two surahs were revealed, أَخَذَ بِهِمَا وَتَرَكَ مَا سِوَاهُمَا رَوَاهُ التِّلْمِذِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read these surahs and he left out everything else. Like a doctor telling a person, leave everything else. I'm giving you this tablet here. It is very, very powerful. It's a very broad spectrum. It will cover everything. You don't need to take anything else besides this. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left out all these other du'as of protection and he started holding on to Surah Falaq and Surah Nas. It shows us how powerful this surah is. Just to mention one side point on this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make du'a of Ayn al-Insan, the protection from the evil eye. This is something, unfortunately, today with the social media, with the Facebook, with the Instagram, with the WhatsApp statuses, etc. People like to take photographs of their children, like to take photographs of themselves overseas, like to put photographs of their homes. Of different occasions, people would like to put these photographs. Actually, we are attracting the evil eye. Well, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would make dua that, oh Allah Pak, save me from the evil eye. Yeah, we're deliberately putting these pictures where the evil eye can catch onto these pictures. So people, you get many people that will look at these pictures. Some person may not, for example, a person put a picture of his children, they're enjoying themselves, playing on the swings, or eating some cake, or playing, whatever it is. Now somebody who can't have children, he'll look at it, unwillingly too, maybe he'll look, and he'll feel in his heart sad that I don't have any children. How lucky this person is, he's got children. So automatically he's drawing the evil eye. Or perhaps a person puts a picture of himself overseas. Some poor person sees it that I can't afford to go overseas. How lucky this man. The person is already looking with hasad and with jealousy. So sometimes we don't even realize we are drawing the evil eye by putting all these pictures. Therefore, ulama say, avoid doing it. You have got it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith, he would say, then give your worker also part of your food because he bore the smell of it. So he got that smell, that effect. So give him also. Give the neighbor also some of your food because the neighbor also got the smell. In fact, Abu Ulama, they wouldn't like that a person even have a braai in a built-up area. Why? Because the smell would go to the poor people. They'll get the smell, but they don't get the food. So like that, we're giving the people the smell. We're giving them the picture. We're showing it to them. But they are inside are maybe burning and it's affecting us. We learn something from this hadith that there is something 100% as the evil eye, something that we need to be very cognizant of. Unnecessarily a person shouldn't post any type of pictures. Yes, he may enjoy, Allah Pak has given him, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, but unnecessarily don't post pictures of a person's different achievements, his happinesses, his children, grandchildren. These are the things that will draw evil eye. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.